שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר זוהר לעם, כרך יהוד, עמוד 200.
Hello, we're reading from Zohar for All, volume 10. We're in the Song of Songs, the heading Yud Vav Zayin that have no color. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Let's try to feel ourselves together in order to delight from the bestowal of the light, which is called the upper Zohar, the upper radiance. Zohar for All, volume 10, we are in verse 441. We're going to continue in the middle of the verse where it starts with, as the letters are corrected. While the letters are corrected in the Tree of Life, in Siranpin, all the letters rise and are inscribed and included in that letter Yud, which implies upon the Malchut in the second state when the Chochmah is revealed in it, and all the letters are revealed from the Chochmah in Malchut, for in them themselves there is no place for the revelation of Chochmah. After all the letters are included in Malchut, Yud, it emerges out from herself all the letters as they are included from the illumination of Chochmah in her. Hence, the letter Yud is the praise of all the letters, and there is no perfection for any letter but her. This letter does not have any light of her own to be able to do any impression that is other than what she has, since she is included within her without any expansion of light. Therefore, she does not make any impression other than the impression of the concealment and hiding within her, the impression of the two diminutions in her, both from Chochmah and Chasadim. All the letters have a different impression upon the place. Except for the darkness in her, she also has white. This implies that there are two kinds of light in her. There are Chochmah and there are Chasadim. Except for Yud, which is one point, which has no white from another place, which implies that there isn't but what kind of light in her, Chochmah. And also the Chochmah was cut her feet off from her, as there is no expansion there, and there is diminution. This point inherits the bride, the Malchut, in her corrections, which is the correction of the second state, for then she becomes a female for Ziranpin and is called bride. Because she rises in this name and is called Yud, she was adorned with the upper correction, for after being called Yud, after being diminished from Chochmah and Chasadim, she was adorned with an upper correction, which came to the second state, Panim in Panim, with Ziranpin. And she says, I am black. I have no place that will be included others in me, for I have nothing to give them, since she has nothing of her own. Because in the form of the diminutions of the Yud, I was called to rise above, to couple in Ziranpin, face to face, Panim be Panim. Prior to having those diminutions in this first state, I was not worthy of coupling with Ziranpin, and therefore I am black and beautiful, like the correction that's above, the Rosh of all the degrees, and though I am black due to the diminutions, with that I am beautiful, as the upper correction, the head of all the degrees, Chesed. In this Chesed, I was included in order to rise above to Ziranpin. And I don't have a place to expand otherwise to be revealed, meaning that she is not appropriate now for expansion of Chochmah because of the diminutions in her, for I have been covered without any other vision, without the illumination of Chochmah, but in one point, meaning that she took on the form of the diminutions in the point in order to rise the point to the point, in order to rise to the upper Abavima, which are called the unknown point. And because she is black, due to the diminutions in the Yud, without the expansion to another place, which does not have any other expansion of Chochmah, you have no permission to see me whatsoever, you have no permission to extend Chochmah to me, which is called vision. You will not be able to see me because I am in concealment, in hiding, and I am in the two diminutions of the Yud. And the all revelation of Chochmah is in Malchut, and the second state, in the Yud. And how could she say, do not see me? The thing is that during her coupling with the Ranpin, she has also a correction of connection with the Kelim from the first state of hers, as from their consideration, they became the chariot for the four angels, as the point Yud rides upon them, as in their chariot, the Chochmah is revealed, as it is written, and you saw my posterior. But the point itself will not receive Chochmah ever, but only Chasadim that are covered. 442. As the Yiriyot of Solomon, because Yiriyot of Solomon are included together in one letter, Vav. And in that letter they are not apparent at all. And they are six, and they are five. As it is written, the five Yiriyot shall be connected without separation whatsoever. And the one which includes them, which is concealed and hidden, is the one letter that has no white from another place. Vav, one light, only Chasadim. And in it are included Vak, Chagat Nehi. The three lines are not apparent in her, as she is in the light of Chesed alone, as it is written, as the Yiriyot of Solomon. For the Yiriyot of Solomon are included together, Solomon, the king whose peace is his, Zeranpin, and his Sfirot are called Yiriyot. And they are included together in one letter, Vav. And in that letter they are not apparent whatsoever, as the Sfirot are not apparent in her in the way of the right, left, and middle. But they are in her the expansion of one of Chasadim. The essence of Zeranpin is five Sfirot Chagatna, which are against the five Prinot Kachab Tum, and the Yesod of Zeranpin is the sixth Prina, which includes within it all the five Sfirot Chagatna. Therefore, there are six Chagat Nehi, and there are five, as their essence is five Chagatna, because Yesod is an inclusive only. As it is written, the five Yiriyot shall be connected without any separation whatsoever, without recognizing right or left, because in Vav they are in one light alone. And the one which includes them, which is Yesod, includes within it all the five. And the Yesod is concealed and hidden, one letter, Vav, which is all black, and doesn't have white of another place, as there's no Chochmah for the left, but the light of one kind, Chasadim, without Chochmah. 443. This is the letter Vav, which has no place to be seen in any other hole, the Chochmah, but everything is concealed within her in one light, Chasadim. That's how this point, the Yud, without white of another place, which is also Chasadim without Chochmah, and everything is included within the Yud, and within her other Vak, Chagat Nehi. And therefore the Yud said that she is as the Yiriyot of Solomon. 444, as the tenths of Kedar, that's a different letter, which has all the other degrees, Chochmah. And it doesn't have the white of Chasadim, which is Chochmah without Chasadim. And everything is included within her, as she does not spread anything from her outwards, and that is the letter Zayin, the Malchut from the first state, Chochmah without Chasadim. As Chochmah does not illuminate from her outwards without the illumination of Chasadim, because of the deficiency of Chasadim. 445. The letter Zayin is the tenth of Kedar. The Yiriyot of Solomon is the letter Vav. Therefore, the tenths of Kedar are Zayin, because the sons of Kedar are all of war, and they're more than any other nation that way, and they're fated to bring war in the end latter days of the whole world. Therefore, they were governed as the letter Zayin, which implies the first state of Malchut, which is filled with judgments and punishments. 446. I am black, is the Yud, since it doesn't have white from another place. Chokhmah without chasadim. And everything is included within her, as even when the Chokhmah ceased her illumination due to going down below the Chazev Zeranpin, as the tenth of Kedar is the letter Zayin, the Malchut from the first state, Chokhmah without Chasadim, which has no white from any other place, Chasadim, and everything is included within her. As the sheets of Solomon are is the letter Vav, as it has no white from other places, Chokhmah, and everything is included within her. 447. With that, even though these two, the tents of Kedar and the sheets of Solomon, are concealed and have no other white, there is no other concealed or hidden like the letter Yud. Because in the tents of Kedar there is one diminution of Chokhmah, and in the sheets of Solomon there is one diminution other than Chasadim. But in Yud there are two diminutions, from Chasadim and from Chokhmah. That's why the Yud said, "Don't see me." 448. The letter Nun, which is also black without white, emerges from the letter Vav, which spread due to her. The male and female, the Nun and the Vav, are one, but the Nun implies that the Malchut was added to the Vav, and therefore she spread and became a Nun. Because she emerges from the letter Vav, she is not renewed her on her own, and not in the calculation of herself, for she has no other instruction except for the Vav. 449. Therefore, these two, Vav Zayin, are black themselves, and don't have white from another place to be apparent, as they are the tents of Kedar and the sheets of Solomon. And in all the letters, there is no diminution like in the letter Yud, which is concealed from all her sides, from right from Chasadim, and from left from Chokhmah. 450. Beautiful view. View the tree of life, the Malchut, which is a branch of Zeranpin, which is called the tree of life, which emerges from the Vav, from Zeranpin. And then Zeranpin is included in the letter Yud, because it bestowed to the Yud, the Malchut, all those blessings. When they are in one connection, it is included in the letter Yud, and becomes everything to one point. And this is as it Malchut is called then, Mesos of the whole land. And after Zeranpin is included in on that point, the Malchut, everything is the Mount Zion. Everything is one point. 451. Even though the Yud is small and no other expansion is apparent in her, and no white to include the others, with that, as it is written, as the breaking of a great king, and that king who is great and is upper and controls all his camps, they all enter that point which is Yud. The heading, small town, and the great king comes to her. 452. It's written, a small city and very few people in her. The Yud that has no white of another place to be included and to enter others into her. Therefore, there are few people in her. And a great king comes to her, the letter Lamed, which is the blossoming tower in the air that is pure and grasped Yeshut. Because there is different avir, air, which is not grasped or known at all, which is the upper Abaveima. Therefore, the Zohar is precise in saying the perceived light, which is Yeshut. Avir is the level of Ruach, which becomes in Abaveima and Yeshut due to the ascent of Malchut Yud in their light. And their light was diminished to Avir, Vak, and the Gar disappeared. And there's a difference between the level of Avir in Abaveima and the level of Avir in Yeshut, because the Avir in Abaveima is never grasped, meaning that the Gar do not return to them, and the Vak without Gar are considered to not have any perception. But the Avir of Yeshut is grasped, as in them the Yud returns and emerges from the Avir, and they return to be the light of Gar, and therefore their avir is grasped. And the great king comes to them, the letter Lamed, which is a blossoming tower in the air, the pure one that is grasped, the Bina. And their Gar is the upper Abavima, and their Vak is Yeshut. Due to the ascent of Malchut, the Yud, to her light, the light becomes Avir, and therefore it is called a blossoming tower in the air. And for her not to err, the intention is for the upper Abavima, it is said, in the Avira Tahora Nitfas, the pure grasped air. And when the Ingadlut, it emerges the Yud from the Avir, and the Avir is grasped and returns to Gar, and this happens in Yeshut. 453. Even though the letter Lamed Bina is the king over all the letters, because the letters emerge from Bina, he enters the Yud, the Malchut, the small black letter that has no white from another place. He collects her within him and includes her and surrounds her in one letter, Tet. Tet was Lamed, and that spin that surrounded around and around becomes Tet in a circle. In the first state, Malchut was adhered and received Chochmah from the left line of Bina. Hence, it was then great like Zeranpin, as they both received from one source. Afterwards, she came to the second state. As she diminished herself and went below the Yesod of Zeranpin and has nothing but what she receives from the Yesod of Zeranpin. Therefore, even though the letter Lamed is a king upon all the letters, a great king, Yeshut, he enters inside the Yud, Malchut in the first state, that was adhered and receiving Chochmah from the left line of Yeshut, and surrounds her in one letter, Tet, meaning in the second state, which was diminished to the point under Yesod Zeranpin, as the Yesod of Zeranpin is the letter Tet, and the Yesod bestowed upon her Chochmah and Hasadim. The Tet was Lamed, and in that spin that she surrounded, became Tet into a circle. And in the first state, the Mochin of Malchut were in the letter Lamed, Yeshut, and in that surrounding spin that she came until Malchut came to the second state, the Mochin of the Lamed were diminished from Malchut, and in her place, the Mochin of the letter Tet became the Yesod of Zeranpin. It turns out that the Mochin of the letter Tet, where Malchut receives now, was at first the Mochin of the letter Lamed. 454. And it's written, and he built upon her great fortresses in order to grasp and catch all that she wants in her fortress. As it is written, for she is fortresses and haramim that she built upon her for her glory, to give her control upon all those who owe death in the sentencing place, and all those who owe fines, and all those who are owing in punishments. All that enter and defile her from that point will get harsh punishments and will be punished upon this point. 455. Due to this point, Solomon lost his kingship, and he was torn and given to others, even though this point is small and from all the letters and is but one point. 456. Because at that time the Yud rose before the holy king and said to him, "Here Solomon the king is making me a lie, for she is the Yud from the writing. He should not have the multitude of horses, and will not multitude of women, and gold and silver he will not have much." And the creator told her, "Solomon will lose and 1,000 others, and you will not be uprooted from your place." 457. At that time, the Kuf emerged from before the Creator and dispelled him from his kingship, and he went as such, he went in the world, and he announced and said in the letter Kuf, "I am Kohelet, I was king upon Israel in Jerusalem." Yud, the middle point, which rides Andalid and became hay. And it is the one that carries the Masach of Chirik of Ziranpin after descending below the Chazir of Ziranpin. And therefore she rules upon the Chokhmah of the left line. To not extend her from above downwards, to spoil the correction in the middle line. As it is written, and he built upon her great fortresses to give her control upon those who owe the death in the courthouse. And the force of the dinim, of the judgments of the Masach of Chirik that she carries, she punishes all sorts of punishments to those who blemish her, to those who extend Chokhmah from above downwards. Whoever enters and defiles that point will be punished with a great harsh punishment. Anyone who enters into her and defiles her will defile her boundaries. In the left line, Chokhmah, there are three lines, because from every line of the three lines is included from them all. Her right line are women, her left line is horses, and the middle line, which includes both of them, is gold and silver. Silver on the right and gold on the left. Hence, there is a measure of these three, to extend by them only from below upwards and not from above downwards. And these are the three letters Yud, which carry the Masach of Chirik, which warn and punish upon the multitude of them above the measure. And because Solomon, King Solomon, transgressed over them, and the Yud rose before the king, as the Yud was written, you shall not multiply the horses. And because he blemished her measure of the Yud and had more than the measure above, the Creator said to her, Solomon will lose and 1,000 others, and you will not be uprooted from your place, because the correction in her shall not be cancelled, and the punishment was given to him. The letter Kuf implies the Klipa, which extends the Chokhmah from above downwards, and this is the foot of the Kuf, which emerges and extends below the line. Therefore, the Kuf, which was caught in her net, is who was punished and was dispelled from his kingship. And therefore, it implies, and this Kuf in this book, Kohelet, by him saying, I am Kohelet, I was a king upon Israel in Jerusalem, implying that now he is not a king, and then she implied the letter Kuf, which announced and said in the letter Kuf, I am Kohelet, which announces that the Kuf caused him the descent from his kingship. 458. It's written about this, and he built upon her great fortresses, to catch the people of the world for her in their sins, and if King Solomon had so, as he would be caught in those fortresses, moreover, the rest of people. And due to that, she said, I am black. Don't see me. You will not be able to look at me and to enter in me, for I am black. 459. And she said, the sons of my mother have done to me, and they have narrowed me in this point for another not to enter in me. They expanded and were corrected in their corrections appropriately. They expanded and corrected in the letter Vav, which emerges from that upper point. And they were corrected in their corrections appropriately. They were corrected and expanded and etched on the letter Shin, which emerges from there. 460. They were corrected and etched and expanded on the letter Nun, corrected and etched and expanded on the letter Tzadik. And I have no expansion to any side in the world, and I was not given another place to be included with you. Yud includes within her the two diminutions, the diminution of the first state, for then she was lacking chasadim, and the diminution of the second state, from which, descending downwards from Chazer of Ziranpin, the force of the Masach of Chirik rules on her that is in the Chazer of Ziranpin, and she was diminished also from receiving Chokhmah. From the first state, she calls Chagat of Ziranpin, the sons of my mother. For then she was clothing the left line of Ima, and Chagat of Ziranpin were clothing the right line of Ima. and Chagat of Zeranpin, which are the sons of the mother of Malchut, who narrowed her and made her to a point in the two diminutions. As she was in the first state, they did not give her chasadim. And then in the second state, they corrected the Masach of Chirik that's in their chazeh in the same point, and she was diminished also from Chochmah. No other can enter into me because I don't have Chochmah nor Chasadim. By the Masach of Chirik, which she carries now, they were completed and expanded all the letters appropriately. They expanded and corrected in the letter Vav, which emerges from the upper point. Because the letter Vav expanded and Chasadim alone, as she receives from the upper point, Bina. They were corrected in the letter Shin, which is the expansion of the three lines, like the form of Shin, which has also the incorporation of Chochmah of the left. In this way, she brings two letters which imply the Zivug of Zachar and Nekevah together, male and female together. They were corrected in the letter Nun, which is the expansion of Chasadim from the letter Vav, male and female together. They were corrected in the letter Tzadik, which implies the inclusion of Zachar and female, Yud and Nun, posterior and posterior, Achor Beachor, due to the incorporation of the illumination of Chochmah. And I have no expansion to any side, not to Chasadim on the right side, and not to Chochmah on the left side, because she was diminished from both of them, and has nothing of her own, and Chagat of Zeranpin did not leave me a place to incorporate with you, for I have nothing. The heading Samuni Netera et Hakramim, 461. I was left with the vines, for I am one point which preserves all the rest of the letters that were pointed in me, and I shall preserve them. To be the carrier of the Masach of Chirik, which unites the right and the left, which unite and emerge with all the letters, and I go with all the letters, and they expanded all in me, both by the illumination of Chochmah that the Malchut illuminates from below upwards, and also by the Masach of Chirik, which she carries. 462. I did not remain in my vine, for I have no expansion from below, not a branch to the right, and not chasadim, and not to the left, chokhmah. And if I were not to disrobe the branches below, I would include you within me, and I would grip onto you within me. But I did not remain, for I did not spread my branches to any side in the world. Remained, meaning I remain with a branch, that I did not keep it to expand from me this branch. 463. The letter Yud is the house of Israel, which was inherited from the upper point, as it is written, for the vine of the Lord is the army of the house of Israel. Therefore it is called a vine on her name. This is why it is written, my vine I did not keep, for I expanded with my branches to, I did not expand my branches to any side in the world to grip you. 465. And I remain in my vines, the other letters, which I send and spread my branches to all the letters, and from me they were corrected in the illumination of Chochmah, which illuminates from below upwards in her Masach of Chirik, that's in her. And from my letter, myself, I did not spread the branches to illuminate below. Hence, do not see me, you won't be able to look at me and to enter within me. 465. And all this is because she is the letter Hey, which is included in her unity to rise above to Zeranpin, and she does not need to be entered into her. The Malchut in the first state is called Dalit, which implies that she is poor and indigent. And the Malchut in the second state is called Hey, which implies that she is in Zivug with Zeranpin, filled with all the good. And all the diminutions in the Yud, as she cannot expand not to Chasadim and not to Chochmah, are because she is now in the second state, the Pchina of Hey, which needs to be incorporated in this unification of Zeranpin and rise to him above. and she does not need to be entered into her to receive from her in her place prior to rising to the Zivug with Zeranpin. Hence, she is in her place in the two diminutions in order to be left to go above and couple with Zeranpin. 466. Because the Malchut in her unification itself is in the point of her internality inside the camps, which are the angels of Bia and Naran people. And all the camps are in longing to get close to her. And because she says, I am black, you shall not see me, he is concealed from them. And she rises to the light above, which is after she rose and the camps left her. 467. Because it's hard for her to rise to Zeranpin, because the camps do not leave her even for one moment, as they want to suckle from him the illumination of Chochmah. And when she, in the letter Yud, from her two diminutions in her, is included herself in aloneness, she says, I am black. And then the camps leave her, inevitably, against their desire, their might desire to adhere to her. And the Malchut is lost from them. They rises above to Zeranpin. She says to her lover, tell me that my soul loves. 468. The innovations of the Torah that the righteous say extend them from the roots of their souls above. Rabbi Shimon's root is in Da'at of Zeranpin. Hence, all the innovations of the Torah from him are from Zeranpin. Elijah's root is in Malchut. Hence, the innovations of Torah of his are from Malchut. 469.